Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited the first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum, platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby. If those boards are written on your boarding card, please come forward for boarding.
First class? Yeah. Yeah, that's my seat. I'm next to you. I see you took the window. Yeah, I have the aisle. I don't suppose I could bargain for the look outside? No? Okay. I'm willing to concede on that point. Excuse me, I'm just gonna put my luggage above. Okay. There we go. And let me ease down next to you. Hi. I take it you're not much of a talker? No, I stand corrected. You're a nervous flyer. Yeah. Oh, how do I know? It's written all over your face. I mean, first class seating, I mean, we've got more leg room. But you're sitting ramrod straight, back to the seat. Your head, legs are crossed at the ankle, and you look a little green in the face. And how would I know that? I guess you could say I'm a frequent flyer, I suppose. Oh, what do? Oh, well, I'm a federal air marshal. Yeah. Yeah, I've been staring at you. Every single person here. You see that guy in the seat of bias? He's got a weapon on him. For sure. Yes, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Me? An air marshal? I could fucking never. Here, let's say this. I find with most people that talking through the liftoff, or at least I can offer my hand for you to squeeze when we start taxiing and when the plane starts actually moving, that's what I can give you to ease some of the nerves that you have. Would that be okay with you? I don't mind you touching me. Oh, not like that. Well, you're a cutie, but yeah, I wouldn't mind. Is that something that you're okay with? I'm not nervous, and seeing other people get nervous, you know, it makes me a little scared. I mean, if I may ask, why are you so afraid of flying? You don't understand. You don't understand. What is it? What'd you say? Aromatics? And you hate being in a flying tin can. Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for it. I mean, for sure. Yeah. That's understandable that not understanding the science behind something can make you a little bit hesitant. So I understand. Oh, why do I feel so comfortable in a plane? I mean, I never said I felt comfortable. It's just something I have to do for my job a lot. And what is it that I do? Well, I suppose this flight to the UK, it's a longer one. And I guess we're gonna get to know each other for a little bit, so I could tell you what I do. I mean, I wouldn't want to leave you in suspense. We're here in first class. We're all by ourselves. The only other thing you know about me are these devilishly handsome looks, of course. You don't know my name. Oh, you can call me Julian. If you please. Am I avoiding the question? Yes, I am, of course. What do? Promise you won't laugh or guffaw or, I don't know, whether any other reaction I've gotten from my occupation. Promise? Pinky swear? Okay, so here's what we do. You hook your pinky with mine, just like that. Yep, perfect. Kiss your thumb, just like that. Let me press our thumbs together. There you go. That's a good pinky swear. Okay. My job? I'm a sex worker. Yes. Yes. I don't look. Yeah, I knew you were going to say it. Yeah, we're not like creatures of the night. I guess we don't really have a look to us. Oh, what kind of sex work do I do? A legal kind. I'm not in an escort service. I don't have a madam or anything. I don't think I'm quite what people would want. I do voice acting and erotic audios, and I have a service where a lot of people enjoy listening to me speak, and from that, I suppose, well, I've become an escort now. I fly across the country from here and there to sleep with individuals who pay me to speak and to do other things to them. Yeah. Not what you were expecting. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not really. I guess it's a bit of an unorthodox occupation to get into, but it is what I do. And do I like it? Yeah, I love my work. Absolutely. I guess you can be the judge over whether or not you enjoy my voice. You do. Well, that's good for my ego then. My ego seems like it's big enough. Oh, hush up, hush up. You sound like my mother. Ooh. All right, looks like takeoff is starting. Okay, I'm starting the taxi. All right. Let me get you my hand over there. You're gonna be just fine, okay? Just breathe, take it easy, and it'll be over before you know it. You got my hand? There you go. Keep squeezing, just keep squeezing. Tighter, tighter, tighter. Oh, that's fine. I can fucking take it. I can take it. Squeeze it. Come on. There you go. All right. We're going up. Why am I laughing? I fucking love the takeoff. Let me tell you something. Okay. When I was a young kid in elementary school, I used to race people all the time, like randomly. I know, sounds like me. And I raced this kid, like, in the hallway, not even, like, outside. And we ran, and he smashed his head into one of the vending machines and split his head open like a watermelon. See, you're laughing. And guess what? Look outside. We're in the air. We did it. Yeah. You did it. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, tie. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, tie. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Stop picking scissors. I picked scissors before you did. Yes, I did. That's how I beat you last time. Oh, come on. Don't give me that. What you reading? Lolita? Really? Who are you? Sigmund Freud? Don't.
It's one of the classics.
So what? Classic piece of hot garbage. Have I seen the films? Yeah, I saw both of them. Don't flip it back to me. Nope, don't even try. I already know what you're gonna say. I fucking know it, dude. Aang and Katara were meant to be together. The ending was beautiful. Oh my god, dude. Oh shit. I never thought I'd meet somebody else with the same feelings as me. And that's the pilot flying off. We say we only got about an hour and a half left in the flight. And knowing what I know about you and what I've learned, I feel like we really bonded here. We've laughed, I've poked fun at you constantly, can't help but sorry. We've cried. And I just find it a little hard to believe that you're not the least bit curious about what I do and my job. You say you're not. Sweetheart, are you sure? What do you mean, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't do a damn thing at all. What? This is how I speak. I'm not doing a damn thing in the moment, okay? This is my normal talking voice. And I don't know what you're trying to imply about my character. Oh, you see it now, don't you? You see how I can do my job? Yeah, I've had plenty of people tell me I have very good control over my voice. And how my normal speaking voice, so how I'm just talking to you right now, how I can easily just dip into that wonderful chasm of pleasure and wonderful things that I promise with a description of my job. So I am happy to hear that you are affected by such a principle and my abilities that I can do. Oh, you don't think you're affected? Okay. Tell me what you like in sex. Tell me. Yeah, come on. We've gone this far. Come on. Okay. Tell me a fantasy you've always had, and I will relay that fantasy back to you as best as I can. Just give you a little sample of kind of what I do for work. Come on, hit me, anything. I'm pretty versatile. Hit me. All right, tell me. Do you have any pet names you like to be called? Oh, okay. What am I doing? I'm warming up, okay? Let me get my little stretch on. Don't mind me. Because what you're about to see, who I am right now, it's about to be gone in an instant. Yeah. Oh, you're laughing now. Just you watch. You ever tell me that you wanted me to tie you up? I'm talking to you. Use your words. You know, I heard through the grapevine that you want to be tied up and overstimmed. Is that right? It is. Where did I get this information from? I don't think I'll be informing you of that during this time, yeah? All I can tell you is that the information is accurate based on what you've given me right now. Yeah, I see you. You're shifting in your seat. You're staring at me thinking, how could this woman change who she is so quickly? And how could she talk to me like this in front of all these people? And I'll have you know, it's because this is what I've been wanting to do ever since I sat down right by you. I've been thinking about you in the worst way, in a way that we've probably both been thinking about each other. And that fantasy of yours, baby
fantasy. You want me to tie you up, don't you? You want me to tie you up, and you want to be positioned right between my spread legs. You want me to hold a vibe on your clit, and you want me to keep it there. And you want to squirm, and you want to fight, and you want to moan, and you want to grind, and you want to writhe. You want to do all those things. And then you want to come. I know you do. Yeah, you do. See that look in your eye right now? You just widened. That lets me know what I'm telling you. It's getting to you, isn't it? You could say you're affected. You want to come. And you don't want me to take it away. That pleasure, that vibe, that vibration. All those sensations, you want them to rock it up inside of you. You want that, the pleasure, the desire, the lust to crescendo. And then you don't want it to stop because you're such a slut for coming. One would call you a cum slut, and one is myself. You're such a slut for coming, and you don't want me to take the vibe off, do you? You want me to keep it there until after you come, until you're, oh God, until you're fucking pulling at your restraints, until you're begging for more, but you can't even make sense of the words that are coming out of your mouth. Complete incoherence of how the pleasure has turned your fucking mind into mush. You're nothing but a brainless drone for me to fuck. For me to use. One would call you a fuck toy, and once again, one is me. So yeah, that's what I do for my job. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, no, stop your applause. Oh, gosh. I'll take flowers. I really like hydrangeas. Yes, that's what I do for work. Yeah. Impressive. Thank you very much. What's that? Oh. Someone's a little affected, aren't they? We've had this flight, and I've seen a myriad of emotions crossed your wonderfully gorgeous face. You're welcome. But this look, that mouth parted ever so slightly, eyes a little hooded, you almost want them to roll back into your head at what I'm saying to you, don't you? Yeah, I know it feels good. Words can feel good, can't they? I know. And my words feel really, really good, don't they? They're rolling all over your body. They're entering and staying. They're not leaving. Echoing. Completely ricocheting off of your mind. Just phasing from each ear. You know the phrase they say, in one ear, out the other, but mine goes in, and you let it stay there, don't you? Yeah, you do. Take a look. Take a look. Look. No, look at yourself. Let me pull out my phone. Look at yourself. Oh, yeah. Ooh, the cum slut likes seeing herself, don't you? Using more ideas, but I guess we can talk about those later. But what I want to talk about right now is why your legs are crossed, why your body is so tense. Why don't you relieve some of that pressure? Oh, to do it for you. Right here. Look around, baby girl. Look around. Look around, angel. Sweetheart, pick up that hat. Yeah, you see all these people, don't you? Moseying in and down the aisle. We have, I mean, flight attendants probably won't make another round, but I want you to be absolutely sure what you're asking for me to do to you right now. You are? Yeah? You want me to fuck you in front of all these people just for me speaking a little bit to you? Is that right? Okay, baby girl. Spread those legs for me. And I'll show you exactly what I can do. You know, sweetheart, if this is going to work, I'm gonna need you to be a little quiet, okay? Can you do that? Yeah? Sounds good. All right. Now get those legs spread for me. Ooh, just like that. Good thing you wore a skirt on this flight, isn't it? Now, I'm just gonna walk my fingers up this thigh. You should know enough about me to know that I am a tease, baby. Okay. So, answer me this question. I know I have an unrelenting curiosity, and I need it satiated before I fuck the shit out of you in front of all these people. Does that sound fair? Excellent. Now, my inquiry. When you saw me, did you want me? You did? And I'm not your usual type. Oh, are you into people like yourself? Something, someone a little more feminine? Yeah, wasn't expecting such a masculine, handsome devil. With a tongue made of gold. Charm me off your feet now, did I? Oh, baby girl, a deal's a deal, so I'm just gonna slide these panties to the side, keep those legs spread. There you go, you're doing so. I know kisses against your neck were a part of the deal, but your skin just tastes so good, I couldn't help myself. Now, what am I doing? I have my hand, rather my fingers pressed right to your clit, and I'm not doing it. I know, baby, but I'm just circling. I'm just teasing you. I'm seeing how everything is gonna work. Testing the perfect angle of my fingers and whatnot, because right now I'm just gonna, oh, there you go, slide on into you. Now, doesn't that feel so much better to have my fingers just inside? I know, baby girl, it feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah. But baby, I need you to know, if I'm doing this, you gotta stay quiet, okay? Oh, what is that? You want me to put a hand over your mouth while I fuck you? I can do that, baby, for sure. I can definitely do that. How's that for you? Oh, I love the sound of those muffled moans, baby, as I fuck you. I move so good. Can't believe you let me get on this flight, talk to you, laugh with you, and let me corrupt you. Oh, you like that. You like the idea of a fucking butch corrupting your feminine little mind. You like the idea of me infecting you with my lust, my desire, everything. not very pure. In fact, that's a little perverted, baby. You're a little perverted, you know that? Oh, you knew. Yeah, you did. You just needed a fucking devilish woman like me to take it out of you. Rip it from inside your psyche. Get inside, infect you, corrupt you. Yeah, that's what you needed, isn't it? Yeah, that's what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good. Feels so good. Feels so good. I know, baby. I know I'm doing so well, aren't I? My fingers feel so good. Mm-hmm. I love the sound of your mouth getting muffled because I have a hand over your fucking mouth. Oh, God. Shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't make a noise. They're gonna hear. They're gonna hear. Don't make a noise. Be quiet. Be quiet. I know. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna come? Yeah, you are. And you better do it hard, and you better do it for me, and you better come, baby, you better come. You're gonna, yeah, do it, come for me, right now, come on, do it, oh, fuck, oh, there you go, baby, there you go, squeeze the shit out of my fingers with that fucking tight cunt, there you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, baby, just like that. Yeah, ride it out. Mm-hmm. Of course I talk you through your orgasm, baby. I know it feels fucking good. Mm-hmm. Let me just slide on out of you. There you go. Oh, baby. Interesting turn of events. May I have a taste? As if I need permission. Oh, you're so coy. tastes good, baby. Tastes fucking good. Let me tell you what. I have a pen in my back pocket, okay? I'm taking my pen out, and I'm gonna lean over. And I'm gonna write my number down on this napkin. Do you see? Yeah? I'm only talking through my actions because I know you're fucking cum drunk right now because I just felt how hard you came. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking my pen and I'm writing my number down on this napkin. And I'm sliding this napkin to you, baby. You know why? Because we're about to land at the same airport and we're gonna go our different ways. But I want you to call me. My appointment is tomorrow around evening, but I'm still gonna stay in town for a couple more days. So I want you to call me. Yeah, we're on the same page. Call me and I'll show you everything else I can show you. All that's within my job description and all a part of my very specific skill set. How's that sound? Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm.